Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, y'all. 919-410-7735. Now, look, I got a very special guest in studio today. Now, he's been on the show in the past. This brother created a fantastic... Look, if you're a driver, this is a fantastic thing for you. You create a day runner. It's an app. It lets you be your own boss. You get to get vacation time and everything else. But the reason I'm having him on today is because we all know how big business is. You have entrepreneurs who create ideas, who have mom and pop shops, who want to help the community, like this brother. And what happens is big corporations come in and try to steal these mom and pop ideas. They try to steal their products. They try to steal their territory. And then they say, take us to court, because they know they're going to tie you up in court for 20 years. So with no further ado, let me bring on my brother, Marvin Walker. Marvin, welcome back to the WB Show, brother.
Oh, man. WB, thank you. Mr. Valentine, thank you for having me, man.
All right, brother. Look, I'm bringing you on here not only because you're a great entrepreneur, not only because you're a great businessman, but because you are the epitome of entrepreneurship to me. And for something to be happening to you the way it's happening to you, if it can happen to you, it can happen to anybody.
Oh,
and so that's why I want to bring you on to talk about. So let's talk about what's going on. What's going on?
All right. Well, you know, like we discussed last time I was here, I was in the transportation industry as a courier working, you know, as a driver.
Right.
You know, and you see it all over, you know, the news and everywhere, you know, this discrepancy when you're being an independent contractor, you know, you're driving, you're actually operating like a business. You need a tax ID, or either you're running as a sole proprietor, you're still running as a business. The tax implications are just different based on, you know, whether you're a sole proprietor or a corporation. But a lot of these companies, after you minus the expenses, you're getting paid like an employee. And it didn't make any sense to me for a while. Like, listen, I'm providing the truck. I'm providing the gas. I'm splitting my money with this company. You know, rightfully so, in the beginning, they were connecting me with contracts. But most importantly, you can't really honestly know that you're making a certain percentage if you don't know what the starting number is. So when I got in the courier industry, I asked the first company I ever signed up for, like, yo, let me see the contract that says this is what you're charging the customer so that I know that this 65% that you're telling me you're going to pay me is 65% of
right.
something.
Right, of something, and, what the number is.
Yeah, because right. you got to have a starting point to know what that number is.
Right.
And, you know, just couldn't get that, right? So you see drivers nationwide complaining, yo, with these companies, I'm not making any money. And people are really putting themselves in a position where they're taking on all the liabilities of these big companies. They're getting paid, you know, minimum amount, and then anytime there's no margin for error. If your transmission goes out, you know, if the there's any major repairs that need to be done, now you're making life and death decisions. Do I pay, you know, to stay in business? Do I pay, you know, this? Do I file my taxes? Like, you're making so little money that you can't. And I was working for a company and as a subcontractor, and I stumbled across being a master contractor, and only because I was in debt. And I was working to pay this debt off like a Russian slave. I would drive from Charlotte to Richmond, Virginia, sleep in my truck for 4 hours, wake up at 7 o'clock, drive to Baltimore, Maryland, get my product and bring it back. You know, and I would stop at LA Fitness where I had a membership for $30 and shower, right? But I paid off my debt, but I was working so hard to pay off my debt, the company took notice of that. And then they started giving me other contracts like, hey, you know other guys that got this work ethic? So I was like, yeah. And I started putting drivers on,
right.
And I started, you know, buying them trucks, helping them out with gas money if they needed, basically treating them how I wanted to be treated. And my business grew. And it got to a point where at one point I was making $580,000 a year with 4 drivers underneath me.
Now I want to highlight that for a reason, because that kind of goes into what you're going to be talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
I want you guys to pay attention to this part of it. He was making over $500,000 with 4 drivers.
That's right.
Hold that in your little bubble cloud, because that's going to be important for the story. Go ahead.
So, you know, the guy that I was running for at that time saw what happened, and the customer that we were providing the service for gave him a whole nother state. Said, hey, your model performs better than any of these other couriers that we're using. What if we gave you this Atlanta market and you come in and you could take over this market for us? So the guy immediately called me. Hey, Marvin, I want to make you my regional director. Would you come work for me for $50,000? I said, no. Why would I do that?
Right.
I'm making $500,000 over here, right?
Right.
So he was like, no, my bad. I meant to say I'm going to let you keep those contracts, but then still come work for me. And to me, it was like a blessing. Like, wait, dude sees my value. He's going to let me be an entrepreneur and an intrapreneur. I get to come and work in your company while still having my business. So I went to Atlanta, hired over 300 drivers for him in a short period of time, and we started doing this work. Asked him for a contract. Dude promised he was going to give me a contract. But the most important thing for me that got me started with Day Runner was the same time he asked me to go down, and my youngest daughter was being born. And I skipped her birth to go help this guy start this company. He promised me profit sharing and all that. After 90 days, and I got the company up and running, he gave me the ceremonial boot.
Look, right? I've been there, done that.
So it was important to me. I'm 5'7", first of all, right? I'm a short guy. And I'll admit, I got a little bit of Napoleon, complex, right? And I'm from New York on top of that. So I can't let somebody slap me and really hold it. And I felt like he slapped me. Like, I'll never get back that moment of my daughter's birth.
Right.
And I came here and I grew your company. And then you're just going to get rid of me. So no worries. He said, go back and do your contracts. And I had to make a decision. Do I sue him for how he treated me as an employee? But if I did that, he would have started pulling on my contracts.
Right.
This is what I'm thinking. Right. Well, a couple weeks later, he started doing that just that anyway. Started pulling on my contracts. And I was in a position where I had to make a decision. Are you going to give up or are you going to take control of your life? Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. I sold my house, emptied out my retirement, and I started creating a Day Runner platform, right? I found a developer, said, listen, I need an app that has the functionality of, the Uber track and trace capabilities and all of that because...
Wait, I want to pause you for a second right here too, right? Yeah. To everybody that's listening right now, I want you to pay attention to what he said he did. He made a choice. He sold his house, gave up his retirement to chase his dream.
No. It wasn't to chase my dream because this is not my dream. I tell people every day.
It wasn't your dream?
No.
But you knew this would work.
I knew it would work because I worked in the industry. I knew what the problems were. I was living the problems. I saw what the customer was getting. So, but Day Runner is not my dream.
Well, let me say it this way then. The brother sold his house, emptied out his savings to make change. Right.
If you want to change things, you got to be the change you want. Nobody isn't giving us nothing.
But the reason why I'm highlighting this is because one of the problems that we have in our community, especially, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're afraid to take that chance to change something. We're afraid to invest. We're afraid to step out on faith. We're afraid. Now, sometimes it's justifiable. Right. But I want people to understand your story because I want people to see that you just even said it best. It wasn't your dream, but you knew the change needed to happen.
That's right.
So go ahead.
Well, because you see it all over you see Uber drivers complaining. Look, I'm not making no money. My car's breaking down, and they shuffle this stuff on the rug. Nobody is fighting for the people who are bringing the resources to the table. These companies need you. Their companies would not function if you're not bringing your vehicle. You're spending the money. You're investing your time.
They need you to make money.
Yes. So drivers have the power, but they don't realize it, right? So for me, being a driver, I'm empathetic to the struggles of a driver, right? If I'm running a business, but I'm not making passive income, I don't own a business. I just created a job for myself. They sell it to you like it's a business for you, right?
Right.
Just like the banks. They tell you your mortgage is an asset.
Right.
It is, but for them, until you pay it off and it's putting money in your pocket.
Well, just like the banks, when you put your money in the bank, you put it in the bank, they give you what, less than 1% return?
0.001%.
And then they loan it out at 8%, 6%.
12%, 15% right. If they got bad credit.
That's right.
So, and granted, they should, because they took the risk, they built their model. And you have to fall in line when you're falling in line with people's models. And that's what happened. And for me, I was like, I got to do this.
Let's pause it right there. We're almost on a commercial break, so let me do this. This hour of the show is being brought to you by RoofDefenders.com. RoofDefenders.com is a premier company, Chicago, Atlanta. If you have a home, whether you have a house, a commercial property, or if you have a garage, don't wait till it's too late. You don't want some animal in your home, or you don't want water coming into your business. You don't want a garage falling on your brand new car. Call them for a free estimate. It costs you nothing to check this out. call 844-314-3336. That's 844-314-3336, or go to roofdefenders.com. All right, when we come back out of this break, I'm talking with Marvin Walker. He's the creator of Day Runner, and he's telling his story because this brother created this. And like I said in the beginning, to me, he's a true entrepreneur. And what is happening to him, if it can happen to him, it can happen to us. So you don't want to miss the rest of the story. You're listening to the WB. All right, welcome back to the show. This hour of the show is being brought to you by the Human Rights Commission Foundation. Go to their website, ihrc-us.org. Look, if you have an old car, old junk car, if you got an old home you're tired of paying for, you can call them right now. They will give you a tax deduction. But what's even better than that, they're using this to help build water wells in Africa. You got some villagers that walk almost 20 miles to get fresh water. So if you call right now, give them your old junk car. I don't care where you are in America, U.S. Virgin Islands too. You can call 844-855-6903, 844-855-6903, or go to their website, ihrc-us.org. Speaking of the U.S. Virgin Islands, before I forget, I am going to set up a thing for us to do something in the U.S. Virgin Islands. I will be announcing that soon, everybody, so stay tuned for that. And I'm going to try to set it up where we can do some entrepreneurship, some business program. We can do some outreach in the U.S. Virgin Islands. To help the people who had the hurricanes and everything else. So I'm trying to work on that as well as the trip to Ghana. So we're going to get all that straightened out. For everybody who's just tuning in, just joining us, I am talking with my brother, Marvin Walker. He's the creator of Day Runner. Now, Marvin was explaining why he created Day Runner, where he was at in his life. And we started with, let's pick up where you literally, you just said, hey, I got to make change. I'm going to sell my house. I'm going to empty out my bank account. And I'm going to find somebody who can make this app for me. Let's pick up from there.
Yeah, so, you know, I found some developers, vetted them, you know, looked at some of the other stuff that they put out there for other clients, you know, and vetted them. The customers asked them how they service, and they liked it. And these guys that I ended up sticking with developed me a really, you know, great app. Mm-hmm. You know, technology is really nice, works great, simple to use, and offers the value. So
just launched it, right?
Mm-hmm. Put it out there, did a beta launch August of 2017, and, you know, it was doing runs on it. And then right around November 17th, you know, I hired several business development people to get us, you know, contracts, right?
Mm-hmm.
To develop the business. And I brought this one guy on, Kenneth Stack, and he got us in, and November 17th got us in with Amazon to run under this company called Pace Runners.
Okay.
Right? As a subcontractor. Now, Kenneth had a relationship with a guy by the name of Brad Stansberry and Jared Sloan. Right. From what Kenneth told me, him and them worked at FedEx for close to 25 years. And that, you know, because of their long term relationship, you know, they had Amazon. They need help with the peak season. Got on to Amazon, took a bunch of my drivers in through Pace, signed a contract with Pace for the 10 cities that they were giving us. Well, it was seven cities with Pace, negotiated our money, $2 million a month. Right. And then they said, hey, we want you to ramp up in these seven markets.
Okay.
Started ramping up, putting drivers in all of the markets, right? When we got on a call with a gentleman by the name of John Benko with Pace, he was like, look, we're going to pay you X amount. Kenneth immediately on the phone was like, no. We're coming in through Brad and Jared, and this is the rate they say you got to pay Day Runner. It was a higher rate than they normally give subcontractors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So rightfully so, that made them very uncomfortable. This company is cutting in our profit margin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm looking at it. Yo, this is what happens when you got the complexion of connection, right?
Right.
So John agrees to pay us that rate. We go and we're doing the rate, but they're very unhappy about it. So our drivers would show up to the sort centers in different markets, Charlotte, Raleigh, Atlanta, Alabama. They would give them the runaround. They would take their, they were supposed to download the Amazon app on our driver's phone, and our drivers were supposed to log in, right? They would, I don't know what happened, but for some reason, most of our drivers' phones wouldn't work. So they say, hey, your driver, could let him just log in on our drivers and run the route, right?
Right.
Needless to say, we never got paid for those deliveries. But I paid my drivers that went in. About 3 weeks after that, I get a call from John. Hey, we're going to sever these ties because we don't like the way you sort your drivers. Well, I source my drivers the same way everybody sources them. The way I sourced found accounts, you go on Craigslist and you go on Indeed, right? But the driver market and the pool is so small that, you know, drivers are always looking for a better opportunity. I was as a driver, right? If I found a company that was paying $5 more than this company.
You going to that
you,
company.
You jumping, right? Because right. that $5 a week makes a difference, right?
Right. Right.
So we constantly kept complaining to Amazon, and my guy Kenneth would go talk to his guy Brad and Jared Sloan, and they said, listen, you know, we're in peak season. We can't really deal with this. Let's just deal direct with you guys after peak season. We need you guys to come on board because we're ending our contract with these guys on this date, right? Mm-hmm. December 31st was the date that Pace contract was supposed to be up.
Right.
They said that we're going to start January 15th on the 9th. The people from Amazon are coming to our office. They're signing the contract and that we're going to go for training and launch on the 15th, right? Well, kept going back and forth with them, getting them with the people that handle our EDI that takes all of our payments. I mean, just went through everything. Them telling us they're sending a contract. Amazon never sends the contract. They say, hey, we just realized in the negotiation process, we're going back and forth. Pace's contract isn't up until March 31st and not December 31st, as previously stated. We need you guys to start on April 2nd and the 9th because their contract is up 31st. We want to give a two-week period for you guys to
and
transition
in. And that's with
in.
Amazon itself.
No, that's with Pace. This one is with Amazon direct.
Directly with Amazon. Yes, not right? Pace, Amazon.
We're not going through the subcontract anymore. We're going direct with Amazon. So we're talking to a young lady by the name of Sarah Johnston and the guy Kenneth that brought us to the table. Now, when we connected with them in Pace, they got us in the building overnight. So there was no reason for me to feel like they wasn't going to do what they said that they did because Kenneth walked us in the door. So, you know, constantly we're sending you guys a contract. You guys start this day. No contract ever comes. But mm-hmm. while we would have our conference call, they would speak to my CFO. They would speak to our staff, schedule our training, schedule everything. And in our office, you know, the little triangle thing that's on the table, they was laying out so many things that we needed to do to be vetted for Amazon, like go on this website called Aveda, provide all your insurances and everything to get vetted. And we did all of that, everything. So we would record all of these conference calls when they're talking to me, they're talking to the company Rate Links that processes the EDI payments so that we could pay all our drivers. And, you know, we have all this documented. Well, I get a call June 28th that just passed. I wake up in the morning, my phone is going off. Now, mind you, I keep telling my drivers, we start this day. This is what Amazon is saying. Right. And rightfully so, they're upset at me. They don't care what Amazon said, right? Because a lot of our members paid money, which, you know, we're in the process of refunding 100% of our drivers because we've had to pivot since this because we never anticipated them not doing what they're supposed to do. So we grew our business after I invested my money, ran out of money, didn't raise capital. So when our members pay, I hire on staff using our membership contributions, right? To bring on the people to service their needs.
So let's clarify this. You're talking to Sarah and them. They got you in the door before, like through Pace, got you right in the door with Amazon. They promise,
overnight.
They promise you all these things. Amazon is telling you, hey, you're going to start on this date right here.
Mm-hmm.
So you hire more staff to get ready for Amazon.
To ramp up
Amazon. You use some of the membership fees to do this because you want to make sure the members are taken care of. You want to make sure the drivers
have to hire staff. Yeah.
Right. Make sure the drivers are taken care of. And then at the last minute, Amazon does what? Hold that thought. We come back because we're up against a commercial break.
All right.
We're going to pick it up from there. So basically, y'all, Amazon has told this man he has a contract. Go and get ready. You're going to start this date. We're going to tell you what happened after that. This hour of the show is being brought to you by RoofDefenders.com. RoofDefenders.com. Look, if you have a commercial building, you got a home, you got a garage, if you're in the Atlanta, Chicago area, right now, go to RoofDefenders.com. Get a free estimate. Don't wait till it's too late or call them at 844-314-3336. That's 844-314-3336. We come back. We'll be talking more with Marvin Walker. This is the best part of the story, and this is what I need y'all to do. Everybody that's on YouTube, pay attention when we come back. You're listening to WB. All right, welcome back to the show. This hour of the show is being brought to you by the Human Rights Commission Foundation. Look, this non-for-profit will take your old junk cars, your old homes. They will give you, look, they will appraise it. You can write it off on your taxes. But the great thing about it is this. When you donate, you're helping to provide water to villagers in Africa who don't have fresh water in their village. So if you got that old car sitting there, no matter where you're at in America, if you're in the Virgin Islands, if you're in Puerto Rico, look, you can donate your car. Call 844-855-6903, 844-855-6903, or go to the website, IHRC-US.org, IHRC-US.org. Also, again, big ups to whoever donated their car in Connecticut. I don't know who that was, but big ups. And then somebody in Puerto Rico, and I think it was one of my relatives. Big ups to them, too, for doing that. If it wasn't, it's like a second or third cousin. You know that's how they do down in Puerto Rico. You my second, third cousin. Speaking of my second, third cousin, I'm talking to my brother Marvin Walker right here. He's telling his story. We're at the point right now where he has dealt directly with Amazon. He's been told he has a start date of when his drivers are going to be needed. He's ramping everything up. Let's pick it up from there.
Yeah. So, you know, we went out. I'm traveling from city to city that they assigned to me, getting drivers on board. We have members coming on, some free, some paid members, right? And then I get a call on the 28th. Voicemails, I wake up to text messages. Hey, did you see the news? Did you see this Amazon new model? So I'm going through my Facebook. This looks like a carbon copy of Dayrunner. I'm going through my text message. Yo, you see this Amazon stuff? Wow, yo, they stole your model, right? Just endless text with that, right?
So wait, let's make sure we understand, right?
Yeah.
Amazon, the model that you presented to Amazon, all of a sudden.
No. Let me be clear. I never presented the model to Amazon.
Okay.
They just brought us in to do the routes. We had drivers, right?
Okay.
My model has been out for over a year and a half. If you look at the stuff on their website, they're talking about we started running this program 5 months ago. In the time, 8 months is when we've been going back and forth with this. You guys start this day. They gave us two different
circuits. But they, even though you didn't present it to them, they did know about your program because they had to look at your program to see if you would be able to do the work for them.
Exactly. Okay. And we had drivers that were in there with Pace and they were all excited. Like, yo, we going to work for Dayrunner, right? So Pace isn't comfortable with us taking their drivers, right? And it's not that we're taking the drivers. We just had a better program.
Right. Let's just like you said, $5 more. I'm going over here.
Right. So, you know, in our organization, we offer our drivers health insurance, right? We came up with a great partner with a provider that give them insurance for $80, right? Our drivers could go on the app after they make a delivery and see this is what they want to charge the customer. This is what I made. And based on their membership level, they could look and then do the math and see, oh, wow, I am really getting paid what I'm supposed to get paid, right? You know, so there's just a level of transparency and features that we're bringing. So what our members pay for is for the benefits that come. And again, these are benefits that I know we need because I've been the driver, right?
And so Amazon looks at this and creates almost did create the same thing.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing with a few changes, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the changes. Black folk can't participate, right? Because you got to have
$30,000 liquid up front.
You got to have $30,000 liquid. Right. And I don't know if our people understand what liquid means, right? That means it's $30,000 sitting in your account,
right?
Just sitting there. When 99% of Americans have less than $1,000 in their bank account.
I know.
In their savings, right?
I know. I'm one of them.
I've been one of them, right? And then now you got to have $10,000 for a vehicle that, you know, they'll give you that's wrapped with Amazon, right? And, you know, you're driving, they're taking a cost out. The same thing. Again, if you look at our model, look at their model, you'll see it's the exact same thing. Go look at our YouTube channel. You see that I've been promoting this model since, you know, a year and a half ago, right? And let me be clear. I like that Amazon is using the model.
Because it shows that you created something.
It validates my model.
Right, right.
But then also, they're big enough to move the needle. Dayrunner wasn't, right? Because when I bring it to our community, yo, he's a hustler. This is impossible. Yo, they need you more than you need them. They need you to deliver the trucks.
Right.
Read the articles that are coming out every day about them not being at capacity. Truck drives at an all-time low. When I got in this business, one of the most daunting things for me, I was working for this one company in Charlotte called Dash Courier. The day that I was supposed to start one of my new routes, the night before the driver that I'm taking over this route for got killed. He's driving his truck late at night. Falls asleep, runs into the back of a tractor trailer, right? At 80 miles per hour, dead instantly. Mm. And I seen this dude the day before talking to him. Drivers drive this economy. We should not be getting paid like employees. If we're bringing the vehicles, you trade in everything, take on all these liabilities to get paid the same, right? Like as if you work for this company, except they don't provide no truck. You can't go on vacation. If you take a day off, you've been servicing this customer for 3 years, 4 years, 9 months.
Somebody else gets your route.
Yo, you can't afford to take off. Oh, you taking off? All right, Bobby, this is not your route. Marvin, goodbye, right? So Day Runner addresses all of those pain points to where you don't have that, right? So I see this. I got all these text messages. So now my drivers, they don't care that Amazon said this. They don't care that I got this recorded, right? They don't care that I can show to Amazon. And rightfully so, I understand, because in our lives, there's no room for error because we're living in such a tight space, right?
Right.
So again, I'm glad Amazon adopted elements of the model, right? Because again, it's going to change how the transportation industry operates. The only problem I got with it is, first of all, y'all saying that y'all been running this model for this long, right? And drivers can make $300,000 a year, up to, right? You got to understand what these jargons mean. Mm-hmm. You've been an attorney. You know what
up to
means?
Possible.
Right?
Possible.
For managing 40 drivers. Well, I told you, and I can validate this. I made $580,000 with four drivers. Why would I go and take on a lot, the headache of managing 40 drivers for only $300,000?
Now, let's clarify for everybody that's listening. So what Marvin is basically saying right here, all right, is he had been going back and forth with Amazon for 8 months, all right? They looked at his model. They adapted and took a lot of his model. And then they came back and said, look, you can be a part of this if you got $30,000 liquid, meaning you got $30,000 sitting in your bank account. You can get a truck. We'll get you a truck. You got to pay another $10,000 to wrap the truck. And then if you can get 40 drivers under you, you can make up to $300,000. Up to.
Well, I don't know if it's $10,000 to wrap the truck. You just have to have $10,000 to participate
with
outside of your liquid, right?
Outside of liquid. So you need $40,000 walking in the door. And then you can turn around and you get 40 drivers and you can make up to $300,000. Now, he just told you in his life, he had four drivers and made $500,000.
Yes.
So what Amazon essentially did was they're not only taking his model, they're making people work harder in that model.
For less. And this is what people are not doing. They're not reading the fine print, because when everybody started sending me this, I had to go look at it, right? Go down to the fine print on their brochure that looks just like ours, where it says, this is a new program. Now, in the media, they saying you can make 300 grand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Up to 300 grand.
Up to.
On their fine print, this is a new model. Though we've worked with other courier companies like this in the past, we cannot validate or substantiate that the earnings, profits, and loss, cost incurred is actual and factual. Something to that extent, right? Mm-hmm. Basically saying, listen, yeah, we say you can make 300 grand here.
But you might not make 300 grand. We really don't know.
We don't know. But if this is your model, on the media, they saying they've been implementing this for the last 5 months. Then somewhere else I read, if they've been working on this for the last 2 years.
They should have some data on it.
You ain't figured this out yet?
Right, you should have some data on it.
But people not reading the fine print. People excited at that $300,000 number. And that's cool, right? Because I was naive once when I got in the courier industry, right? You hear, you making $1,800 a week, factor in your expenses, then divide the number of hours that you work, and then go talk to your accountant, talk about, I want to file my taxes, and your accountant will tell you are operating at a loss.
Let's do this, because we're almost up against another commercial break. So I want everybody that's listening, everybody that's watching at home on television, everybody who's hearing, everybody who's on YouTube, I need y'all to do something for me. I'm going to post this YouTube video today with Marvin. I need you guys to make this go viral. And the way I want you guys to post it, I'm going to put it under the title, Amazon Stole from This Small Business Owner. That's the way I'm going to put it out. And I need you guys to post it everywhere. Put it on TMZ. Put it on all the websites, Perez Hilton, CNN, MSNBC. I need y'all to post this everywhere, because Amazon stole this brother's stuff, man. And if we don't come and help our brother out, if they can do this to him, imagine what they'll do to everybody else. And who knows what they've done to other people? Because see, the way it works is this. Amazon, I tell this man, look, take us to court. Because they know it'll be tied up for court 5-10 years in the courthouse. He'd go broke trying to fight it.
Oh, yeah, they're going to put me in litigation. You know, the good thing is the firm that we have representing us now on Wall Street, because we've had to pivot our model since. Again, I have drivers that bought into our model that now we have to refund, right? And we've been trying to raise capital so that we can refund. And what I'm doing now is I'm refunding 100% of our drivers, right?
Now, let me stop you there. We're up against the commercial break, but that's a great point, too, because realistically, my area of expertise was bankruptcy. One of my areas is bankruptcy and law, mm-hmm. right? Businesses file bankruptcy all the time. You could just file bankruptcy on this and not pay anybody back. And yeah, but because you don't want to
do that. I'm not going to do that
right.
because, you know, these people believed in me and they took a chance on me, even though it didn't work.
And that's what I wanted to bring out. Look, we're up against commercial break. Okay. We come back, we'll pick up right there. You're listening to the WB. All right, this hour of the show has been brought to you by the Human Rights Commission Foundation. Look, it's not for profit. We'll take your old junk car. I don't care where you are, Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, anywhere in the continental United States, even Alaska and Hawaii. All you got to do is call 844-855-6903, 844-855-6903. And look, when you donate these old junk cars or old homes that you don't want, you are not only going to get a tax write-off and a tax benefit, but you're helping to provide clean water to villages all across Africa that don't have clean water. Some women walk up to 20 miles every day just to get fresh water. So look, go to the website ihrc-us.org for more information, ihrc-us.org. Now, we went to break. We're talking to Marvin Walker. It went to break. We're talking about Amazon stealing his idea, his platform, and we, as a entrepreneur community, as a business community, as a group of people, we need to make this go viral so Amazon can be held responsible for what they're doing. And matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they've done this to other businesses in the past. And see, we closed out on the last segment where I was telling Marvin, I said, look, I want to highlight the fact that you could do what all these other businesses do, what the president has done, what GM has done, and just file bankruptcy. But Marvin is saying, nope, not going to do it because I believe in my drivers. They believed in me. I want to make them whole. And that's, you know, that's somebody who cares about the people that he's hiring. And I wish, and this is what's missing in big corporate America, because in big corporate America, they only see numbers. They don't see people.
Yeah. Well, see, any smart CEO knows that the value is your people, right?
Right.
If you look at the most successful companies, they hire from within.
Mm-hmm.
The company that I used to subcontract for, I'm the biggest loss to him. You know what I mean? Because of this idea. And I actually tried to give him the day one model. Like, look, just let me be a partner carrier with you. But I'm not going to do that. Like, Amazon tried to set me up for failure, right? Mm-hmm. They gave me all these markets, knew they weren't going to follow through, right? Mm-hmm. And wanted to use it. And I understand it. Yo, why we got to use yours? We could just replicate it ourselves.
Right, we can do
it. And that's cool. But what I want them to do is just do what you said you're going to do. So I'm not suing Amazon for no money. I'm suing them for my name because now I got drivers mad because they felt like I bamboozled them, right?
Right.
So we're going to bring all this out. I got my attorney that, you know, we're about to file the lawsuit. So they're going to see it. We're going to put it out there and declare my name because I got people saying crazy stuff like, yo, he's out here ripping us off. The attorney looked at me and was like, wow, $2 million a month you were scheduled to be making. And I said, listen, that's before they gave me all the other markets and they increased it, right? But before I even made any money, I was given to charities in our community. You know what I'm saying? Like, so for people to be saying some of the negative things that they say, that's the part that I got a problem with. And Amazon got to speak to that. They got to speak to the people who I've been communicating with and find out why you said this. Because I don't know if Jeff Bezos know or any of those people, right?
Right.
But the people who I've been communicating with, who got me and Amazon through Pace, who, you know, gave us these routes and made these offerings, they got to go and speak to them because it's funny that your model looks a lot like mine and you started it, you know, 5 months after the 8 month song and dance we've been going back and forth with. Y'all sending this contract, you ain't sent it yet, you emailed it, but I ain't got it. Can you re-email it again? And again, all of this is documented and then the people will see it, it'll come out, and then they make the distinguisher.
But what's sad about all of this, right? And I know this personally, it's two things that's really sad about this. No matter what, you always gonna have somebody who gonna be a naysayer and gonna be, nah, he did it. I don't care what they saying. And it's always gonna be where you gonna have people who look like you, who you didn't did things for, you didn't help, who when you call on them, they ain't gonna answer the phone. And that's the sad thing about it because it's gonna be that way.
No, it's a reality. But I learned something a long time ago from one of my favorite authors and mentor, Les Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I took one of his seminars and Les Brown said, you're going to run into people that have the same energy signature as you. And when he said that, he said, that's why certain people resonate with you when you hear them.
Right.
So the people who don't, they just don't. And then there's a lot of small-minded people, right? that are negative. So I just don't even address none of that stuff. Like one of the drivers put out the other day, you know, just because he's upset. And I understand money's tight. And I wish we were in a position to refund everybody right away. And again, that's what we're doing. We're raising funds to do that. And then on top of that, I'm paying everybody a 3% ROI. They ain't going to their banks mad that the bank give them 0.001, but I'm saying, hey, listen, this is what Amazon did. We're still going to refund you, and I'm going to put 3% on it because I hated that you got duped, but they duped us all.
Right.
Right? And so I'm not getting no accolades for that, right? And I shouldn't. I don't want it. But I'm saying, if for the same people that who are going to say negative stuff, tell them what really happened. Give them the full scope. But, you know, to your point, I could dissolve my company. I could file bankruptcy, but I'm not going to do that, right? Coca-Cola only sold 28 bottles of Coke their first year.
Right.
I want these drivers to go work for Amazon because they validated my model. But then secondly, when they realize the work that it entails and what
they're going to be running back to you,
And by then, Lord knows what the membership is going to be then. But right. In the short term, we got to restructure, and that's what we're doing. I had to lay off all my employees. It was the most hurtful thing that I had to do. People that you know are right. Dependent on this, right? And I let them all go. My call center, there's nobody there, right? So a lot of drivers are like, oh, they're not answering the phone. No, we're just restructuring. I got a Wall Street firm representing us now. I'm licensing the technology because Amazon ain't going to license it, but there's other companies that need to compete with Amazon.
Right.
So now they open up a market for me to license my technology because the model's been proven. So there's some good that came out of it, and all I want them to do is to say, yes, we've taken elements of this. We did promise this gentleman these routes for these drivers, and either give us the routes, right, as you've promised, and all of the evidence will show it, or just, you know, take accountability for what you did. But again, it's big business versus little business. I'm a small fish in a big pond, right? And this is what happened. But I just want the people to know what happened because I got to tell my story the way it happened. Because if I wait for them to do it, they're going to spew it from their perspective.
So I want everybody out there listening. Look, we got to rally behind Brother Marvin right here. We need to post this. You need to post it on all the other radio station hosts, Joe Madison, Ricky, Steve, everybody, put it on their sites. Ask them that they tell them they need to be interviewing this brother. We need to make this become a national story because this is somebody who was trying to set up something for the people, for poor people. Didn't matter, black, white, Hispanic, don't matter. Trying to help poor people. So if he's trying to help poor people and somebody in a big corporate position takes this away, we as a people need
what do
to
we
come
got left?
That's right. Because if somebody else tried to do it, they're going to do it to them too.
The day runner model puts people in business and pay them like a business, right? Now, there's things that these companies do that, you know, I'm learning because, again, woman, I've just been a subcontractor, right? But, you know, if we're going to be operating and taking on all of the liabilities, we should get paid like a business, right? There's things, one company I signed a contract with, Net7, they pay whenever they feel like paying. I didn't know that they do that, but I'm learning these things and we're just taking the pain points and learning from them. So, you know.
Marvin, we with you, brother. We going to blast this out. Thank you for being with us today.
Nah, thank you for giving me a voice to, you know.
Always, to brother. The other side. Always. Hey, look, Marvin, we partnering
now, tell
up.
Them.
We partnering up on Bible Conda, y'all. So Marvin going to be big time in this studio. We going to do something every week with Marvin.
That's right. And not just that. We're going to do the contractor's voice. We need to get other contractors up here to tell their story.
We
going to
do
me.
That, too. We going to do a segment on that.
Contractor's voice.
I like that. All right. Everybody in Chicago, you're losing me. Second hour coming up. Listen to WB.